I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cover a lot of, Michigan State, Tom Izzo basketball. I've also had some NBA coverage already, here and there. I interned for Sports Illustrated a few summers ago, and, I did some NBA stuff, and then I actually, covered the NBA draft in Brooklyn last summer. And just from a standpoint of just, following the league, I think the NBA has done an incredible job of really, maximizing, the potential for success, just from, the stars and becoming more of a global game. As far as covering the NBA, it's definitely always been a dream for me. And, I'm happy that that's finally coming true.
Dig that, man. Well, congratulations
to get
on
you here,
the
man.
Gig. Yeah, we're excited to have you here, and we appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, yep. Sir.
He
and congrats.
Omari Sankofa II on Twitter at Omari Sankofa. Again, he is coming to Memphis to cover the Grizzlies for the Athletic. So keep it locked. It's always nice. I mean, you're bringing in talented, young, people to Memphis. That's what I'm a fan of.
Me too. I can't wait till he gets to our city. He's going to help make it better, John.
I agree completely. I'm not sure, what's going on in that. I never know what's going on in that room.
Bennett is standing right now.
He is fired up. He is fired up.
You fired up about that Grizzlies coverage of the Athletic, huh?
Yeah, he's going to have to get a subscription. Bennett, do you have a subscription to the Athletic?
He already wasn't. He
didn't. Well, I figured y'all give me a free one.
Oh, no, bro.
He's going to be reading off your account.
That man does not even have no support. This man don't support us at all.
Dude, he supports us every day from 11 to 2. He does the best he can to keep this thing together.
That's when it ends. The support ends promptly at 2.
Well, then he's got a family thing he's got to get to.
That's right.
Any big Doyle events this week?
Not yet.
Okay.
When you ask him, then.
If we say, hey, Bennett, can you meet us here? He's going to be like, nope, my great uncle's birthday party is that day. We're taking him to Chuck E. Cheese. So, all right, we'll come back. Gary Parrish is going to join us at 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
National contest data message rates apply. Now it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash all month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
All right, chance to win $1,000 right now. Text the word sandwich, S-A-N-D-W-I-C-H. Text sandwich to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 1 o'clock keyword, it is sandwich. Text sandwich to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You're going to have another chance coming up at 2 o'clock. You got plenty of time now. Text sandwich to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 with 92.9. Good luck.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
It's football season and the kids are in school. Winter season is just around the corner. Now's the time to start getting ready for colder weather. Why? Gibson Propane is offering fall savings with prices that make it easy. Sign up with Gibson Propane and fill your tank today to take advantage of this hot propane deal. Gibson Propane delivers the safest and most reliable service, including forklifts, dispensers, and temp heat for construction. Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Call Gibson Propane today at 901-363-0101 or 1-800-AmeriGas.
WWE presents NXT Live. Back in South Haven, Friday night, October 12th at Lenders Center. See NXT champion Tommaso Ciampa, women's champion Kairi Sane, North American champion Ricochet, NXT tag team champions Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, EC3, and more. Tickets start at just $15. Don't miss NXT Live. Tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Come experience the newly renovated restaurant Iris, where modern meets elegant and fine dining meets a casual drink with friends. Sit down for a cocktail at our beautiful new bar and let Chef Kelly English and his team serve you snacks from the exclusive bar menu. Or come ready for a full course dinner. Enjoy the next chapter of one of Memphis's most beloved restaurants with our freshly updated dining room and innovative new menu. Now any night at Restaurant Iris can be a special occasion.
Hey y'all, this is Kelly English. Come see me at Restaurant Iris.
If you want to instantly add style or personality to your home or business, call Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds of Memphis. He'll set up an appointment for a free in-home consultation, show you all the samples, colors, and options from the beautiful mobile showroom, measure everything, price the job, order the products, and come back to install them in 1 to 3 weeks. It's that simple and easy. No need to try to wrestle with it yourself. Affordable Blinds is the highest quality and the shortest turnaround time. So call Affordable Blinds at 753-5822 or just Google Affordable Blinds Memphis. It's the easy way to add style to your home or business for the holidays.
Fall is the time of year you might want to check your boot situation and get prepared for the cold, wet weather ahead. And if you want the best of the country's leading brands like Justin, Ariat, Corral, and Lucchese, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans is your one-stop shop. Looking for boots on the internet? Cowboy Corner's prices are comparable or less than the online stores. And at Cowboy Corner, you can try them on to get the correct size and take them with you. Since 1957, Cowboy Corner has been your best source for Western boots, work boots, and Western apparel for the entire family. On Goodman Road in South Haven.
Spencer here from ATC Fitness. While you're making your fitness picks this week, head over to ATC Fitness and pick us for your fitness needs. With the best equipment and cleanest facilities, we're the easy favorite. And you don't have to head to Tunica to make this pick. With 18 locations, ATC Fitness is around the corner from just about everyone. ATC Fitness, only $15 a month. Check us out and sign up online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. On the fence about purchasing a new heating and air system? Now is the time to buy. We're offering up to 60 months financing on Trane heating and air conditioning systems. Call Best Care today to schedule your free in-home consultation. 624-1401, that's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook and First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wayne Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, everybody, the bottom line. I'm a black intellect, but I'm refined. We precision like the bullet, target bound. Just living like a hooker, the Harlem sound. Now, when I say the Harlem...
The Wing Guru! It's lunchtime, a little after lunchtime, still lunchtime. If you need some, head over to 5699 Mount Moriah if you're on that side of town, or if you're on the north side of town, maybe you're in Raleigh, you're in Bartlett, you're cruising around out there, you want to hit 7199 Stage Road. That's where Billy Richmond, the former Memphis Tiger, has got all the wings and chicken you need with all the best premium flavors.
I'm hungry. You make me hungry. I don't know who makes me more hungry, you or Jeff. Right now, it's you.
Hold on. Let me try. Yes. The wings at the Wing Guru are delicious.
I need you to
Does
say.
Does it sound as good as just
I need
delicious?
You to say they've changed my life.
They've changed my life.
They have. And they will change your life, too.
They give me pleasure.
They have all.
As
they,
Jeff says.
Great stimulation, as Jeff likes to say. They have all kinds of different flavors. They have the 901. They have garlic sriracha. They have honey suicide. They have your standard flavors, but you don't want standard flavors. They're awesome as well. You want premium. That's what makes the Wing Guru different. They offer premium flavors.
Whether you're Amari Sankofa or Dave Lamont, doesn't matter. We're going to tell everybody to hit up the Wing Guru, and they're going to be thanking us afterwards. When you see Billy Richmond, by the way, you tell him that Jason and John sent you, please.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An update on Hurricane Michael, by the way. This is going to be devastating because it just made landfall as the strongest storm to hit the United States since 1969.
Yikes.
It's more intense than Katrina, more intense than Andrew. Couple numbers on this. Its pressure, Hurricane Michael's pressure, was 919 millibars when the storm's eye reached the coast, which makes it, again, more powerful than Hurricane Katrina or Andrew. It is 2 miles an hour away from being a category 5 hurricane.
Oh, so I mean, it essentially is then.
And so, yeah, by the time they reanalyze it, it will be a category 5 hurricane that's basically beating down our coastline right now, and has made landfall. That is,
it's going to be a big story because there's going to be a lot of damage.
Well, and, you know, sometimes people read these reports, especially if you've lived in Florida, you know, for a long time.
Right.
You're probably conditioned to just, we get rain all the time. You know, and even a category 2 hurricane is probably, you know, can do some damage, but you might wait it out. Or if you think it's, you know, the worst of it's to the east of you or whatever. You know, I hope the majority of people took heed of those warnings, because this is, you know, this is definitely
massive in scope.
Yeah, this is very massive in scope. So we will keep you guys updated as we speak. So I'm just like looking at some like the hurricane scale. So like a category 5 hurricane scale, the winds can lead to catastrophic damage to homes, trees, and power lines. Power could be out for weeks or months.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a scary as it gets. Speaking of scary, it is haunted house season.
I know. You get giddy around this time
of year. I like Halloween. I just do. I think it's a good time of year. You know, people are happy. You do a
Halloween party every year, don't you?
Well, last year is my first one.
Oh, okay.
My wife said we can't have no more Christmas parties because I tackled the tree last time.
So all you get is Halloween every year?
That's all I get is
no
Halloween.
No wonder you get so up for it.
We're thinking about, have I talked to you about my dilemma with the costume?
No.
This is very important. I need your honest opinion. My wife really wants to be Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh.
I think that's borderline. Not blackface, but still. You know what I mean?
Oh, stop.
I'm not being serious. I think it's weird. I just don't think we can do that. First of all, people are going to be like, who are you all the time?
Yeah, let me jump in. It's weird.
It is weird, right, Bennett?
You can't do it.
Agreed.
What? You can't do it. It's a nice idea, but like you.
Why? Because you're scared of what people will say?
His skin tone does not allow it. That's all I'm going to say.
So you're telling me white folks can't dress up as Beyonce and Jay-Z. You realize come on. I realize what you're trying to do, and everybody's trying to be PC or whatever, not offend anybody, but it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
So
should black folks not dress up as white folks? Then you get in a silly.
Who would you like to dress up as?
This gets ridiculous.
Who would you like to dress up as?
No, I'm saying you couldn't do that. And besides, Johnny.
And how's he going to look like Jay-Z?
Yeah, what am I going to just wear? Like, what am I going to wear?
Like, I don't understand how you could pull it off is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I think, like, everybody...
Just wear a suit. I mean, if she's going to be the one that sets it off and everybody know that she's Beyonce, she's the one that can go all out. Oh, he's got to, you know, just put on a Hove shirt. That's all you got to do, put on a Hove shirt.
I think people are going to be asking who you are.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point. I don't think, take the racial thing out of it. No one's going to know who you are.
No, I mean, I have a better suggestion since you guys are so scared about offending.
Okay.
You should go as Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. You are perfect, perfect pair.
You got to look
You're Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. She's Ariana Grande. It's perfect. You guys feel like you need to be white people? There's your white people that you can be. A nice little power couple for you.
That's funny. That's funny. Pete Davidson has butthole eyes.
I'm giving you a shot here of pulling off Pete Davidson as opposed to trying to pull off Jay-Z.
I'm
looking out for you two. Well, you two, they're so worried about offending everybody.
Well, no, I think the bigger problem I have is not necessarily the fact that it's a black couple. It's the fact that I don't think people would get who we are. The other idea I've had, I think this is a good one, we go as Penny and Mike. Penny and Mike Miller. Couples.
Well, who's going to...
Huh?
Both of y'all, you're going to fight over who's Mike.
No, she's Penny. She's the head of the household.
Interesting.
And our dog is going to be Little Penny.
How in the world would we know she's Penny? How
because
do you do that?
She's going to wear...
pennies?
She's going to wear some pennies. She's going to wear, a Memphis State jersey. It's going to be obvious. And I'm going to have on one shoe, okay? And I'm going to get one of those headbands for my hair. I'm going to go as Miami Heat Mike Miller, by the way. You know, when he's in his prime.
Champion.
I've already got ideas. Like, one shoe, I mean, I'm going to pull this thing off big time. Big time. Not Beyonce and Jay-Z. Not Beyonce and Jay-Z. Anyway.
Probably easier to pull off.
It's haunted house season. And I like going to haunted houses. I don't know where you are on that. Do you enjoy going through those?
Every time, I haven't done it since I've been an older man, but my whole thing was, you better not touch me. Like, you can yell in my face, right? Because I know that y'all's job. But if you touch me, it's going to be a problem, right? You can't get in and invade my space. So I've always gone into it looking at it that way when I've done haunted houses.
All right, well, there's a story in Nashville that is truly scary. So I just want to. It's not fun. I mean, it's kind of funny because the guy's okay, but
okay. What happened?
I'm just gonna read you the story. Okay, James J. Yoakum loves haunted houses. At least he did until this week. A Friday night visit to a Madison attraction left Yoakum with a stab wound to the arm, and Metro Nashville police at a quote dead end. In their investigation.
Oh, they just had fun writing this story. They had a lot of fun writing this story.
According
to
department spokesman Chris Mumford, an employee of the haunted house has been placed on leave while investigation continues, a spokesperson for Nashville Nightmare said.
On leave?
Yeah, so what happened was Yoakum's group was there. They went as a group. It's this thing called Nashville Nightmare. It's a haunted house.
Okay.
Just like the Haunted Web of Horror here in Memphis. No different. It's just the Nashville version. They were having a great time. They started laughing and joking with somebody who they thought was a cast member. And at one point, that cast member handed Yoakum's friend a knife and told her to stab him with it as a retribution for a teasing joke. Now, let's stop right there. Somebody hands you a knife, okay, and tells you to stab your friend with it. You gonna really take the knife and do it? Even if it's fake?
That's some tomfoolery, man. I don't understand it. What must have been some drinking involved.
Well, keep in mind, they had been chased by chainsaws and all that the whole night, right?
Okay. That's what happens in the Nashville.
And everything was fake.
Did one when I was at TSU, yeah.
Everything was fake.
And you're not getting touched.
Well, then she stabbed him with the knife. The friend stabbed the dude with the damn knife. And everything got really black, according to Yoakum. He looked down, and he saw blood pouring from a knife.
Oh, I know that feeling.
That went right through his forearm.
Good grief! She stabbed. Reared back and pulled and went down.
Well,
because
you got to think, if she thinks it's fake, of course you're gonna like. Because if I think the knife is fake and like I'm messing with somebody, of course I'm gonna do it like really hard because you know it's not gonna really hurt it, but you want to kind of jab them a little bit.
Shanking them, Bennett.
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
Thank God she didn't do it in like a chest.
Because the motion you're just making, you're stabbing a man in his in his ribs.
I'm not gonna stab you.
You were gonna stab in the rib. Bennett was gonna stab you in the ribs with it because he thought it was fake.
This would have been murder.
Seriously, bro. What if she?
And this dude's just on leave.
Yeah,
the dude that gave the knife.
He's just on. But what if seriously consider this? Because what if she was like, I could just see it. She's walking behind him. She's got the knife, and she's just kidding, right? But she stabs him in, like, the back.
This is for teasing me.
And then it's like, oh, it goes right through him. You're like, oh, my God, I just killed James Yoakum. He loves haunted houses. Like, she could have killed this dude. She could have legitimately killed this dude.
That's why I don't mess around with this stuff anymore.
It's gone too far.
And you don't know who you're dealing with.
Why are you
things?
Taking weapons from the cast members?
Like, why does dude have a real knife?
No doubt. That is another point.
Yeah, why does the cast member have a real
that
knife?
That is
why
insanely
is he just on
dangerous.
Leave, Bennett? He should be fired and jailed. I never call for folks' jobs. You're getting people stabbed out there. You got a real knife.
I don't know about you, but when I go into a haunted house, right, it's scary enough with the noises and the jumping out. I don't actually need to believe that the weapons are real.
Like, you remember those fake plastic knives where you stab somebody and it, like, goes
in? Yeah, it goes in. Yeah. I remember we had them as kids.
You just need to give them those. That's good enough.
That's all they
it's
need
dark,
out there.
You can't really tell. It still looks real.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's okay. Like, he's not going to lose his arm or anything like that, thankfully. But, I mean, would you be mad at the friend?
I'd be mad at everybody.
Why wouldn't you check this, make sure it wasn't a real knife before you decided to stab the friend with it, is my question as well. I have a lot of questions about this. Why was there a real knife in the attraction? Why did this cast member hand the knife to his friend? Why did the friend then proceed to stab the friend with the knife? I don't understand.
Well, the friend thought they got a fake knife from a cast member.
Yeah. Why didn't they check?
Well,
you got to trust that they're not carrying around real weapons and coming this. Because you know when they jump out at you, they get like this close to your face.
I mean, the whole thing about it. That's what I'm saying. If you touch me, I'll sue.
There could
I'm
be an
take
accident
this whole
anyways.
Thing over.
They should be having real knives.
I don't know. That is a crazy story.
You go into Fitzy's
Halloween party?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Fitz did invite me to his Halloween party. Jason Fitz, who, of course, you guys know from Spain and Fitz.
Yeah.
He sent me the official invitation.
It looks like real deal Holyfield right there. That looks all out. I must say, a higher level than yours was nice last year, but this looks like level of
Halloween party. Believe me, I think this dude is investing thousands of dollars into his Halloween
party. You asked him about it. Sounds like he gets pretty serious
about it.
Here's
my thing with it, right? I could go. It's in Henderson, Hendersonville, right? Tennessee.
Yeah, that'd take long
so it's
to get
Nashville, there. But I'd have to get an Airbnb, and also I would not know anybody other than him a little bit and Sam.
Yeah.
When is it?
It's on Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday.
And Fitzy's not gonna have time to, like, hold your hand. Yeah. Y'all aren't that close. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Like, exactly.
Great. Come on, in London.
Like, if I could bring a friend.
Yeah.
Like, if I could bring
that
another.
Hang out,
yeah.
I mean, you and Sam can, like.
Well, you know, he's probably going to have some fellow ESPN cohorts there. Like,
yeah, I don't
is
wanna,
Sarah Spain going?
I don't know. I don't want to be that guy, though, who's just like.
Hey, Fitzy.
Hey, man. Enjoyed your hit this
Thanks
week.
Thanks for the invite.
I mean.
Dude, I think he would appreciate it if you showed up. I mean,
I know he would.
That cool-looking invitation.
I know he would appreciate it, but I feel a little awkward.
That is so cool that dude sent you
so
an
cool.
invitation,
no,
it,
man. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, that's a real good dude, right?
Now, if y'all came with me, then...
We weren't invited.
No, it's a show invite. If y'all all came with me, then I'd be like, let's go. Let's fall in there as a show. But y'all ain't going to do that.
What day is it?
It's a Saturday.
It's Memphis UCF.
No, it's next Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday.
What's your excuse next Saturday? Go ahead. Find it.
I got to work the Grizz game the night before. I'll be tired.
There it is. Go ahead. It didn't take him long.
Yeah, no, I'm going out of town literally like 2 days later. I'm not going to go out of town
there it is.
And then come back.
I mean, he found a multitude of excuses.
It don't take long. You stick that event in Bennett, he's going to shoot you out that excuse.
Sorry.
What? Have you ever attended an event in your life?
Just get over it, dude.
That man will not go to
an
event.
Amazing.
What's your excuse?
Amazing
Let's
ability.
Hear your excuse.
I mean, come on, bro.
No, what? What's your excuse?
I'm turning 42 this month.
Oh, now it's
like, that's my excuse.
42.
I know you're 32, and I know how you roll. You like the
I'll
fun
be
32
stuff. In December. I'm still a young man.
You are, and you're about to have that great son of yours. And I'm telling you, enjoy this right now. Enjoy right now.
Jason, Jason's
you got to get old man real fast. Bro.
Jason's deflecting right now. He doesn't
get old man real fast.
Okay, all right. So I guess it's just up to me, isn't it? It's up to me to just go represent the show.
Yeah, I think you should go. You're the one that got the invitation. We weren't invited.
I can't. I feel too weird. I
can't get over how cool a dude that is to invite you to his thing. And when you basically invited yourself during the hit,
I know.
I would have said, no way I'm giving that guy an invite. And he still invited you. What a cool dude.
Do me a favor. If you go, don't show up dressed as Jay-Z.
No way. Nah, see, that's got to be like a very safe costume. You know what I mean?
I don't know if there's going to be that many safe costumes there. Is it? It looks
he would
like
not,
that's
he would not tell me.
Party.
He would not tell me what his costume was. I asked him. He's like, I can't reveal that.
I mean, that invitation was like a movie poster.
It was. It's called the Till Death Do Us Party.
Man, they spent just on the invitations.
I bet they spent $5,000 at least on this party. Didn't he say there was going to be like 18 projectors of different movie scenes on the front yard? Yeah, dude. It's a
you
big
got that
production.
ESPN money.
If it was in Collierville, I'd go. All right, we'll come back. Gary Parrish is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the college basketball trials and more when we get back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason Smith and John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. They're going to be taking the show on the road Friday, October 12th, to the all-new Platinum Jewelers store in Germantown. They're going to be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the grand opening celebration that's going to be going on all day from 10 to 5. They're going to be door prizes, giveaways, food, potential celebrity sightings, all while you're seeing the beautiful new store, which is located at 9387 Poplar Avenue, where the old Doris McClendon store used to be. So if you're in the area, or even if you're not, stop by, see Jason and John, and meet Preston, who will absolutely help with all your jewelry needs. Again, you also might win something, and winning things is fun. The address to the new store, again, Germantown, 9387 Poplar Avenue. That's 9387 Poplar. That's where Jason and John are going to be on Friday. And yes, the other location is still located at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. That's Platinum Jewelers. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Twitter. And they're on the web at PlatinumJewelers.com. That's PlatinumJewelers.com.
From day one, President Trump has been attacked by those who resist his Make America Great Again agenda. Hillary Clinton and the left have led the charge. Sadly, Chris McDaniel joined Hillary and the left by attacking Trump and his supporters. While Hillary called Trump supporters deplorable, McDaniel called them delusional. What else do Chris McDaniel and Hillary Clinton have in common? They both opposed President Trump's tax cut. That's right. McDaniel said Trump's tax plan was an embarrassment. McDaniel even called Trump, quote, thin-skinned and not conservative. Yes, you heard that right. McDaniel called Trump supporters delusional. He opposed Trump's tax cut, and he personally attacked the president. No wonder President Trump endorsed Cindy Hyde Smith. She supported President Trump's agenda 100% of the time in the U.S. Senate. Cindy Hyde Smith, she's the conservative we can count on. Chris McDaniel, he's just bad for Mississippi.
Paid for by Mississippi Victory Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Baby's up being bad tonight. Baby and a boyfriend that had a big fight.
Saturday, October 27th, the hard-workingest, good-timingest, foot-stompingest, honky-talkingest band on earth returns to the Fitz.
Sawyer Brown, if you've never seen them live, then you haven't seen live. It's not just non-stop rocking, it's non-slow down even for a minute rocking.
Some girls don't like boys like me. Some girls do.
Tickets start at $30. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Better yet, spend Saturday night with the Sawyer Brown Concert Package. A deluxe room and two reserved seat tickets for just $199. Call 662-363-LUCK. Sawyer Brown, Saturday, October 27th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Okay, 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Come right up close.
Oh, I can't believe it. I used to see these fortune teller machines as a kid.
Oh, I think I have a quarter.
Soon, you will have questions about filling the gaps.
Gaps?
Medicare gaps.
How does he know how old we are?
I see everything.
Ooh. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about Medicare supplements? Give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plan, we've got you covered.
Did you forget someone or need a few more gifts for friends or coworkers? It's not too late. Massage Envy Spa has four convenient locations where you can buy gift cards in any amount. Our licensed massage therapists will massage the stress away. Stop by Massage Envy Spa and solve your final gift-giving problems today in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, and in Midtown on Union Avenue, and our newest location in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to give the gift of Massage Envy Spa.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at thebluffmemphis.com. Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason asked me when I came to work today, you sleepy? You get enough sleep last night?
You don't look like it.
The problem is, Jason, I got too much sleep last night.
Oh.
Because I've got a mattress from Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner, where you can always save between 50 and 80% off retail store prices every day of the week. They are the winner of the CA's Memphis Most Best Mattress Store in 2015, 2016, 2017, and again in 2018. They carry the top brand name in mattresses with the Serta Eye Comfort and the Simmons Beauty Rest, and they also carry the complete line of Serta adjustable bases, too. They got a whole showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft, and if you don't find what you want on their floor, check them out with the kiosk at the front of the store.
They've also got that A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. That's important. It's a perfect 5-star BBB customer review rating with nearly 500 positive reviews. More than any other Mid-South mattress furniture company means people leave happy after purchasing from Sleepy Z's. They've got several different financing options as well. 48 months financing available. You mentioned you heard this on Jason and John or any show on the station. When you go in, Michael Zellner is going to give you that additional 10% off anything in the store. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road, right there at the corner of Summer Avenue, next to Hollywood Feed. You can call the store directly at 692-6200. Again, 692-6200. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, every Wednesday at this time, we talk to Gary Parrish. He, of course, is the host of the Gary Parrish Show. 4 to 6 here on 92.9 FM ESPN, also covers college basketball for CBSSports.com. He joins us now. What up, GP?
What's up with it?
So, is Louisville going to get the death penalty? Because I saw Dan Wetzel sort of write that and sort of suggest that. And we're hearing more and more come out of these college basketball trials. Is that going to be something that's on the table?
I think it's on the table, if only because it is technically on the table. Like, they qualify for it. But I just find it hard to believe that the NCAA is actually going to do that to a program of Louisville's magnitude. Although, listen, if you were ever going to do it, this is the time to do it. I mean, for folks who are unfamiliar, you know, they got, you know, in the well-known prostitution and stripper scandal that in NCAA terms was considered impermissible benefits to both prospects and student athletes. You know, they got put on probation. They had to vacate a national championship. I mean, those were major rules violations. And they were punished for that officially in early June 2017. And then in late June 2017, you've got an assistant coach on Louisville staff paying the father of Brian Bowen. And you've got Louisville, you know, according to the government, agreeing to a pay-for-play scheme for Brian Bowen. If you were ever going to get somebody the death penalty, it would, I think, be under the circumstances where a school that just got punished for major rules violations was willingly participating in major rules violations once again. It's one of the reasons I've said before about other schools. They can't be cheating now because, like, you know, they just got caught cheating, and if they get caught cheating again, they're done. And yet, you know, that clearly isn't an accurate portrayal of what was happening at Louisville, because they got caught cheating, got punished for cheating, and then went right back to cheating again. So to answer your question, I do not think Louisville will get the death penalty, but you could make a compelling case for why it should.
Gary, is the government going to get what it's after on this? You've written about this over at CBSSports.com. I thought it was really interesting. Are they going to get the guilty verdicts they're looking for?
Who knows? You know, it's in the way that I literally started the column, it's impossible to know how what's happening in that courtroom is resonating with a jury filled with people who largely know nothing and at best little about college basketball. I mean, it's interesting that, you know, you and I and people like us have been having these conversations about college basketball and, you know, the ongoing FBI investigation for a year, but the people in that jury reportedly don't know anything about anything. Like, you could have asked them a month ago, who is John Calipari? And they might not know. You know, who is Mike Krzyzewski? And they might not know. So they come into this by design with very little understanding of how the world of college athletics works. And so it's hard for me to project, you know, it's hard for me to try to grasp how they're interpreting what's happening, because we come to it from different places. But I will tell you, smart legal people much smarter than I, have from the jump suggested that this is very flimsy. Like, undeniably, these are NCAA violations, but they're not crimes. And what has been most interesting about this trial is that from the opening statements, the defendants stood up and said, I mean, the defendants' attorneys, of course, but they stood up and said, we did everything that you're telling us that you're accusing us of doing. We did it all and more, but it's not a crime. I mean, like, usually this is what's so different about this case, about this trial. Like, if you are charged with robbing a bank and you actually go to trial, You have to convince the jury that you didn't rob that bank. Mm-hmm. If you're charged with murder and you actually go to trial, like Cheryl Wright's going to go to trial, I'm assuming, her goal is going to be to convince a jury, or at least create reasonable doubt, that she did not commit this murder. In this case, they concede everything from the jump.
Right.
They say, yes, we paid. Yes, we gave money to this person. We gave money to lots of people. But it is not a crime. And the only way the federal government, I shouldn't say the only way, but the way the federal government was able to define it as a crime is they had to create a victim. And what they've said is that Louisville is the victim.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And Kansas is the victim, which, of course, flies in the face of common sense because, and this is the point the defense keeps making, Louisville's not a victim. Louisville was a willing participant. Our clients did for Louisville what Louisville wanted us to do. We helped Louisville. We didn't defraud Louisville. And it's not as simple as I'm about to say it, but if you don't have a victim, you don't have a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the government's entire case is basically built on these defendants defrauded the University of Louisville and in Kansas by compromising the amateurism status of student athletes who then went on to enroll at those universities, and therefore they damaged the University of Louisville and Kansas. If that's the case, then what happens when one witness after another steps up and says, no, we were working with Kansas. We right. paid Silvio D'Souza's guy to get Silvio to go to Kansas because that's what Kansas wanted us to do. You know, we paid Brian Bowen Sr. to get Brian Bowen Jr. to go to Louisville because that's what Louisville wanted us to do. In fact, how can you say, and this was the point they made on the stand yesterday, how can you say our clients even made Brian Bowen Jr. ineligible when by his father's own admission, they were accepting impermissible benefits from him for him from the age of 15 years old up, well before Adidas or Christian Dawkins got involved? And so I think the defense is doing a remarkable job of trying to show cheating in college basketball is rampant, and our clients were only participating in what is essentially a win-win-win situation. Mm-hmm. Everybody got out of this what they wanted. Brian Bowen Sr. wanted money. He got it. Adidas wanted Brian Bowen Jr. at Louisville. They got that. And Louisville wanted Brian Bowen Jr. at Louisville. They got that. Everybody was a willing participant. Everybody knew exactly what was going on, and everybody got what they wanted. This is not a crime. It's convincing to me. We'll see if it's convincing to a jury.
Dick Vitale tweeted a couple of days ago that a source involved in the investigation told him there could be some testimony the next day that would have been yesterday that can create a big nightmare for some coaches in schools. Did that happen or what? I mean, was that
the Bowen testimony you think he was speaking?
No, it didn't really happen yesterday, and the reason is because I think like Brian Bowen Sr. got evasive and went to the pretty common I do not recall answer for some questions. He was specifically asked if Oregon assistant Tony Stubblefield paid him $3,000 on an unofficial visit, and he said, I cannot recall, which obviously is just ridiculous. You know, like
no.
How could you not recall if a college basketball coach yep. gave you $3,000 cash? Like, count in your life how many times somebody's given you, if at all, $3,000 cash.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you not recall if that happened just a year ago? It's not like we're asking somebody, hey, 40 years ago, you know, did this person ever give you money? You'd be like, I don't know, 40 years ago? Yeah, I think you'd still remember it probably. But so the idea, there's two answers, reasonable answers to the question, did Oregon assistant Tony Stubblefield give you $3,000 cash on an unofficial visit last year? One answer is yes. The other answer is no. I mean, it really is as simple as that. So when he says, I do not recall, he's, you know, that's the evasive way. It's a confirmation that, yes, it happened, because if it didn't happen, he would just say it didn't happen. So it's a confirmation, but it's an evasive answer designed to not incriminate Tony Stubblefield. But, like, Tony Stubblefield, literally nobody listening to us right now knows who he is. So it wasn't a nightmare for any big-time coaches. What I do think could become a nightmare is when T.J. Gasnola gets on the stand. He was Jim Gatto's right-hand man.
Mm-hmm.
For people who might not know, like, I've known TJ maybe 15 years, and the reason is because he was Antonio Anderson's guy. Like Antonio Anderson played for TJ Gasnola. TJ Gasnola's tight with Derek Kellogg, tight with John Calipari. that was the connection to get Antonio Anderson to Memphis. And so I've known TJ forever, and he's always been like a mover and a shaker, and he's now caught up in this. And when he gets on that stand, you know, he is reportedly the bag man for Silvio D'Souza, like dropped off the money to get that done. Well, that ain't the first bag he's ever dropped off. And if the defense's goal is to try to make college basketball look as dirty as possible, right, they could ask him all sorts of questions about mm-hmm. Bill Self, about John Calipari. You know, if they just start asking, were you ever compensated to send a player to John Calipari, to Bill Self? Did John Calipari know? Did Bill Self know? I don't know what the answers to those questions are, but they could be interesting. And I think that's I'm assuming that's probably what Dick was referencing, not necessarily what Brian Bullock okay. Sr. would say, but when T.J. Gastola gets on the stand, which could come as soon as later this afternoon.
Well, because I guess that's the thing about these trials, right, is that, I mean, if you're in the college basketball world, you know most of the cast of characters, but it does feel like it hasn't yet crossed over to, like, the rest of sports, right? Like, I think people were wondering, like, all right, who's going to be implicated? Are there going to be college coaches that you hear? Do you think that will come? Do you think that day is going to come where this touches more than just Louisville?
Yes. And I think it could come, like, later today or tomorrow when TJ is on the stand, if they choose to ask him the types of questions that they've asked Brian Bowen Sr. Brian Bowen, you know, like, a lot of what Brian Bowen Sr. has said we already knew, but TJ's a brand-new character in this scheme. And if, you know, the defense, they're not worried about messing up anybody's reputation. They don't care about that. They're trying to get their clients off. And the best way to get their clients off is to create the perception for a jury that this stuff goes on all the time, and it goes on from coast to coast. And the people like our clients who are participating in this aren't defrauding anybody. They're actually trying to help college basketball coaches who are asking for their assistance. And if your goal is to try to create that perception, then getting TJ Gastola on the stand and asking him literally about every deal he's ever done that would be in violation of NCAA rules, well, then there's a whole lot of programs that could get dragged into that theoretically. And yeah, the University of Memphis is one of them, because again, TJ was, the first time I ever met TJ was at the Finch Center, and I was with him in the Finch Center a million times, and he was Antonio Anderson's guy. And, like, you know, if they start asking questions, I'm not saying anything happened there. I'm just saying what we do know as a matter of fact, because TJ's cooperating with the government, is he has been, you know, using money to steer players to universities before. That's the Silvio D'Souza story. That's why he's involved in this. And if they just start asking him about his life of bag dropping in college basketball, then that could go a variety of ways.
You touched on this, too, in the column. There's no way Kenny Johnson, that former Louisville assistant that's now at LaSalle, the one that gave Bowen the money, or at least according to Bowen did, there's no way he keeps his job at LaSalle through this, right? Why did they even hire him?
I have no idea. I mean, when I reported this back in May, like, it was just bad. Like, why are you hiring Kenny Johnson? Yeah. Like, and I know why. You know, Ashley Howard was a longtime Villanova assistant. He's tight with Kenny. They're friends. And they're very close. And Kenny needed a job. And so it's like, hey, I'm finally in a position to help my friend. I'm going to help my friend. And, you know, I understand that on some level. You want to believe in your friend. You want to help your friend. I hope that I have good enough friends somewhere that if someday I ever need that kind of help, that somebody would be willing to put their neck out for me a little bit. But from a college basketball perspective, it was nonsensical, because this was always, I don't want to say a likely scenario, but a possible scenario.
Right.
You know, I had other coaches who were head coaches who were interested in hiring Kenny, run it up to their athletic directors, and the ADs just said, no way, we're not touching anybody involved in this Louisville stuff, because there's going to be trials, and we don't know what's going to come out in those trials. And yet LaSalle, for whatever reason, because even if Ashley wanted to do it to help a friend out, the athletic directors, that's where an athletic director is supposed to step in and say, nah, you're being a great friend, mm-hmm. but no, Like, we're not hiring this person here. But whatever, they signed off on it, and now they're in the middle of this. I can't imagine he keeps his job. The only way to keep the job would be just say it did not happen. I did not give him $1,300. Because there is no proof of it, although there's a text message exchange about like, hey, let's meet up, you know, later today or whatever, but that could mean anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know what it means, but it could, you could, if you wanted to just try to pretend it meant something else, you could do that. But the problem, of course, is that Brian Bowen Sr. is been granted immunity for honest testimony.
Yep.
He has no incentive to lie. In fact, he has every incentive not to lie. He gains nothing by making up a story about Kenny Johnson. The story's true, and I think if you work at LaSalle, you've got to recognize that. And, yeah, you got to get rid of him and find somebody else to fill that spot and then acknowledge publicly that, yeah, we made a mistake, because it was always a mistake. The rationalization for hiring him was, you know, I've got the paperwork. You know, the school said, you know, we've been informed by Kenny's attorney that he is not a target of the investigation. Okay, well, that doesn't mean he didn't do anything wrong. It didn't mean he didn't violate NCAA rules. It just means he's not going to be prosecuted. So it was like these little things that they try to pretend meant something, but they didn't actually mean anything. Like, they had a letter from the NCAA. They said, we talked to the NCAA, and the NCAA told us that there are no violations on Kenny Johnson's record. Well, that doesn't mean anything. The NCAA hasn't even investigated this yet. They're waiting for the FBI stuff to be over before they deal with it at the NCAA level. So these little rationalizations actually were, like, very empty. They meant nothing at all, and now LaSalle looks silly for even walking down this path.
Really do. No doubt. She'll be interesting. GP, appreciate
Thank you,
it, man.
GP.
Thanks.
All right, I'll see you guys. Bye.
Is Gary Parrish. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $29.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/30/18. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Naming a star is perfect for birthdays, romance, or memorializing a loved one. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, you'll receive this timeless gift. We'll record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. For over 40 years, we've named 3 million stars for royalties, celebrities, and individuals worldwide. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit StarRegistry.com for the ultimate gift.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes Subject B at station. Subject B earns Exxon and Mobil rewards plus points, points she can use to save on gas, coffee, car washes, and more. Subject B should share the wealth and buy me a coffee. Subject B looks like she's leaving. Subject B hasn't purchased me anything yet. Subject B has left. Conclusion. Exxon and Mobil Rewards Plus makes refueling rewarding, and Subject B owes me a coffee. Perhaps a donut.
Sign up today at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions apply. Available at participating Exxon or Mobil branded locations.
Congrats! You made it! Through National Ice Cream Day, National Hot Dog Day, and even National Sunglasses Day, you took on the heat, took care of the yard, and even took a vacation. But now it's October, and you finally have a chance to breathe. And with that chance to breathe also comes a chance for fun when you play new October Instant Games. Pick up one of four new games for a chance to win $1,000 up to $1,000,000. Fall into some fun with new October Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
One, two, it's coming for you. Three, four, you could win much more. Five, six, on a scratch ticket. Seven, eight, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween.
Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
9:10. Time to play again.
Want entertainment designed just for you? Well, Xfinity has just what you need with customizable streaming TV. Now you can pick the TV you want and get fast internet speeds, all at a better value. You want to save money? Ask about flexible channel packs. You want all your streaming apps in one place? Get X1 or stream live TV and the latest movies and shows on any device. Whatever you want, whatever you need, Xfinity has you covered with customizable streaming TV. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed plus TV for $40 each a month for two full years when you bundle both with a two-year term agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 11/4/18. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra, including BTV and RSN fees, and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates do apply.
Jason Smith and John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. They're going to be taking the show on the road Friday, October 12th, to the all-new Platinum Jewelers store in Germantown. They're going to be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the grand opening celebration that's going to be going on all day from 10 to 5. They're going to be door prizes, giveaways, food, potential celebrity sightings, all while you're seeing the beautiful new store, which is located at 9387 Poplar Avenue, where the old Doris McClendon store used to be. So if you're in the area, or even if you're not, stop by, see Jason and John, and meet Preston, who will absolutely help with all your jewelry needs. Again, you also might win something, and winning things is fun. The address to the new store, again, Germantown, 9387 Poplar Avenue. That's 9387 Poplar. That's where Jason and John are going to be on Friday. And yes, the other location is still located at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. That's Platinum Jewelers. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Twitter. And they're on the web at PlatinumJewelers.com. That's PlatinumJewelers.com.
Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking by offering a checking account that pays you. Visit OrionFCU.com to learn more.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Are you looking for a new dentist? Well, let me make a recommendation. My man, Lewis Burgess, he's on the web at burgess-dental.com. Why Dr. Burgess? He's the coolest dentist I've ever met. I'm being serious. He's like you and me. He played college basketball. He loves the Tigers. He loves the Grizzlies. Eve's the guy to talk to. And frankly, he is the best in the business. For a long time, I was self-conscious about my smile. I had braces, but they didn't do what I wanted them to do, so I met with Dr. Burgess. We actually played basketball together for a long time, and that's when I found out he was a dentist. So we had a consultation, and we fixed my smile, and now my friends know me as Johnny with the good teeth. They will do the same for you. And he also does everything else, whether it's cosmetic, same-day crown, standard dentist stuff, all that. And they're going to treat you like a close friend when you walk in. So hit them up, burgess-dental.com. Tell them John Martin sent you. Again, the website. It's burgess-dental.com, burgess-dental.com.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Weber Grills, yeah!
About my Big Green Egg, I just want to sing.
You couldn't help yourself.
I mean, they got everything over there that you could need. They're family-owned and operated by the Wagoners since 2001. You can take their prices and compare them to any big box store. Again, they got Big Green Egg, Weber's, Primo's, all the accessories you need to make sure your tailgating setup is absolutely perfect.
It'll make you sing like no one's listening. Right, John Martin? That's how good they are at it. Germantown Hardware and Paint. As John said, they're the highest level of dealer, a gold dealer of the Big Green Egg. You should get one. We've got one. It's changed our lives. If you don't have one already, it will change yours as well. And of course, they're the they've got all the Benjamin Moore paints that you need. You need Benjamin Moore paint in your home, you got a project, I suggest you get over to Germantown Hardware and Paints because that staff is going to take all the time you need, help you pick out just the right color for your projects. Go see them. They're at Germantown and Poplar, or you can get at them online at germantownhardware.com.
Hi, right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Tomorrow is a big day for the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is perhaps the most important day in the history of this show because I'm losing some ammunition. I'm losing, in fact, most of my artillery because Jason is officially closing on his Raleigh home. He is moving to the Dirty Doba.
Some people said I'm not. That's
you're
not a move
same
at all.
Mistake. Well,
they've
time
tried to shoot
that
at me. Yeah, we'll see about that. We'll
time
about
will
that.
Tell.
I'm very excited. Got to get it all done in one day, and then be back for and ready for Friday.
Yeah, we'll be out at Platinum Jewelers with our man Preston. So we're looking forward to that for
I'm
sure.
I'm gonna try, John, at 42. I'm gonna see if I could do what I did 9 years ago.
You're not hiring a moving company?
Yes, fool. Okay. Yes, of course. Okay. I have so little time to move. I'm gonna try. to carry my wife across the threshold when we do this officially as new homeowners over there.
Yeah.
And try to do it. We did was able to do that 10 years ago. I'm not sure if I can still pull it off. Older now. Back's getting a little worse, you know?
Yeah. You know, my wife's Italian. And when we moved into our new house, I'm not even lying.
Did you do it?
Her mom went around the house and threw rice everywhere. Around the house.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you do a little bit.
What the hell are you doing?
Go put some holy water in each room. You know,
not holy water.
What we do on this side.
Rice.
Y'all do rice. We're doing holy water.
I've never done rice. It's a new thing for me.
What is the rice? What is the
I don't know,
the belief
love.
That with that one?
Italians, very superstitious.
Uh-huh.
It's just what you learn. I mean, they
so she's just running around. This is for ghetto John all over the house.
My mother-in-law.
Make sure this stays right.
My mother-in-law also talks to psychics, you know. I've tried to tell her you don't need to do that. But again, Italian women very superstitious.
Has she changed what she called? Does she now call you Johnny with the good teeth too?
My mother-in-law no, she's not calling me that. She just calls me John Boy. That's what my mother-in-law calls me.
John Boy.
Yeah, John Boy. What's that from? Is that like from some series? Good night, John Boy. What's that? Come on, you should know that.
Not exactly sure that has any significance at all.
That's where it's from. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's where it's from.
Okay.
But, man, seriously, congratulations
Thanks,
to
man.
You.
Thanks, man. I know it's hurting you bad. I know it is.
It's like a knife right through the forearm, you know?
If you got to have a joke on me, you lose Raleigh, you've got Drake JT for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's
there
true.
You go.
But that
there
one,
you go.
That one's
It'll
personal. That's a little personal, man. You know what I mean? So I don't feel as much joy in that
as I do in
Raleigh. So this is the last day that I can make a Raleigh joke, man.
Well, go ahead and get it out.
I don't have any.
No, say something nice about Raleigh then.
No, I'm
do
not
the
doing
other
that
way.
Either. I'm glad you're getting the hell out.
Raleigh, thank you for having us for the last 13 years. We gone.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason John Show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Thanks to our guests who joined us today. Don't have time to mention them all, but we appreciate them all the same. Eric Kasthein's up next. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clogged drains, putting a damper in your day? We'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped-up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
WWE presents NXT Live. Back in South Haven, Friday night, October 12th at Lander Center. See NXT champion Tommaso Ciampa, women's champion Kerry Sane, North American champion Ricochet, NXT tag team champions Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, EC3, and more. Tickets start at just $15. Don't miss NXT Live. Tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Want to bet?
Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Jason Smith and John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. They're going to be taking the show on the road Friday, October 12th, to the all-new Platinum Jewelers store in Germantown. They're going to be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the grand opening celebration that's going to be going on all day from 10 to 5. There are going to be door prizes, giveaways, food, potential celebrity sightings, all while you're seeing the beautiful new store, which is located at 9387 Poplar Avenue, where the old Doris McClendon store used to be. So if you're in the area, or even if you're not, stop by, see Jason and John, and meet Preston, who will absolutely help with all your jewelry needs. Again, you also might win something, and winning things is fun. The address to the new store, again, Germantown, 9387 Poplar Avenue. That's 9387 Poplar. That's where Jason and John are going to be on Friday. And yes, the other location is still located at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. That's Platinum Jewelers. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Twitter. And they're on the web at PlatinumJewelers.com. That's PlatinumJewelers.com.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.